Very clever.
Although Ron Grainer is credited with composing the Doctor Who theme, the distinctive radiophonic arrangement was created in the workshop by Delia Derbyshire.
Ron Grainer, upon hearing it, says it's amazing, because he had expected a whole band to have been needed to have done it. It's amazing, but did I write it? To which Delia has supposedly replied, well, most of it. Which, to me, is a very Delia sort of reply.
This is Radio Freedom.
Hello and welcome to show 34 of Radio Clash. This is the Summer Fight City edition of Radio Clash, otherwise known as the Delia edition. And I did it when I was going to do loads of nice, warm tunes, very chilled out. And of course, all the hot weather's stopped and it's now started raining. So this is for the Reverend Don Dealey. He was asking if there was any Dead Kennedys boots. There is. This is Destiny Kennedys by French Broken Sun.
When you leave your man at home, the club is full of ballers and their pockets full of gold. And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends, cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping.
Rolling in the Lexus, trucks and Hummers. So say you got a girl, yes, true, you got a man.
trying to spook me out with a sudden ending. That was Destiny Kennedy's by Fringe Bloke and Son. That, of course, was Destiny's Child, Jumping Jumping, with California Uberales. And I have a message from Don Search and Delete, the blow up. He says, I said, what do you want to say to the fans? Because I'm talking to them over chat. I have a computer, I can do that now, which is spooking me. And he says, hey fans. So that's the message from the Don. I actually got a voicemail. In fact, I got two, but I'm going to play one now. And this is the first ever voicemail that I ever have got in. And this is from Bradley, who was obviously listening to my my show 31, the Oral Podity shows. So I'll just I'll shut up and play it.
Hey Tim, this is Brad P from New Jersey. I'm calling because this is possibly one of the strangest podcasts I've heard you put out so far. But it's great. Every now and then it's fun to hear stuff like...
is that a sheep in the background?
It sounds something like William Shatner's version of... What's that song that he does? All the Bob Dylan songs he does that are just... It's like a train wreck. You know, you're just sitting there and you're looking at it and you're like, God, there's just... It's nastiness everywhere, but I can't look away. It's the same sort of thing with the podcast, you know? This one is one of those ones where, oh my God, this stuff sounds just so awful. I don't think I've ever heard Bohemian Rhapsody done that poorly, but I just couldn't stop listening. And then when you came on, you're like, no, enough of that, we're done. I almost fell off my chair. The one comment that I did want to make is I recognize one of the groups that's in there. That's Hunhur 2 with their Tuvan throat singing. I actually saw them live in concert with another group of singers that were called the Bulgarian Voices. And I have Hunhur 2's CD. And listen to it on occasion, much to my wife's chagrin. But it's one of my most favorite really weird audio things to listen to. So thanks for playing that, by the way. Have a great day, and keep up the great work. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Bradley. That was good. I was sort of in shock when I got that. It's like, wow, my first ever voicemail. I know podcasts that never seem to get one, so I got two as well. I got two in 1 week, so I was in shock. I'll play the next one a bit later in the show. No problem. I'm glad you enjoyed the Oral Podity show, and the I'm sort of surprised you actually recognised anything from that show. And it was a train wreck. It was meant to be a train wreck. So I've been saying about my... one thing I want to talk about. It's iTunes. This probably has to be subtitled the High Tunes podcast. Not that, because I'm high. I'm not on mushrooms like the last cast or anything. Not even alcohol. It was a sober cast. But I have to say, I totally agree with what Bicycle Mark and others have been saying about the whole fiasco of iTunes 4.9 launching, which, unless you've been in a deep hole like Osama bin Laden or Saddam Hussein, you couldn't have missed. And of course you go to the front page and it's all ESPN and Disney and all these people I didn't even know were podcasting, all the zoo radio people, and you've got one little strip, a little tiny tiny little strip, which is indie podcasters, and they're all pod show or going to be pod show. So much for the indie podcast revolution. But of course, I think I'm gonna have a competition with Bicycle Mark to see who can be the first to get chucked off. I'm not actually on Radio Clash is not actually on iTunes at the moment. They didn't put me on there, which is a bit of a chagrin, really. So what I'm gonna do is try and get on there, then get chucked off, or try and not get allowed in. That would be quite funny. So I've actually submitted the feed and everything, and there are actually, I've noticed Mashup of the Week is on there, and a few other podcasts that I know to play. How can we put it? Legally challenged music. So, if they are checking the content, I don't really understand why they haven't included me. So, I just thought it'd be interesting, and certainly it's interesting to say that Apple have totally fucked this up, and say that in the podcast, and then they all listen to this podcast because I just submitted it. So, such a webble, but certainly. I just can't believe. I mean, the tags were difficult enough to add. Not a major problem, but certainly things like duration. It's like, I have no idea how you work that one out, because you don't have that from WordPress. WordPress, your duration is something like 3800454321. Whereas they're going duration 7.5 minutes. It's like, yeah, I'm really going to put loads of script in there to work out how many minutes that is from the actual K duration. Not. If it's possible. Dad, it is actually, but it's just, I don't know, it's just another example of the podcasting revolution just getting commercialized. And I think Bicycle Matt was right saying we just have to stand up and scream about this, because it's not right that the people who originated the podcast, apart from Adam Curry and his Podfinder, and not getting the respect. They're sort of hidden away, you know, Dawn and Juice sort of on the page, but not much else really. And it's Cinecast and a few other people. And loads of people are having hassle getting onto the directory as well. And the interesting thing is the /dot or the /pod effect, which is the fact that all the sites went down. Podshow. I mean, if you're going to sign up Podshow and have all that sort of stuff, you just expect a really decent infrastructure. I'm not surprised that Libsyn and Feedburner went down, because they're kind of fairly new and they've got so many people. But I was quite surprised that Podshow was impossible to get onto Curry, you know, Adam Curry's website, Dawn and Drew's website. They're all just blitzed. Even Podcast Alley's been, and I have noticed, even me not being on iTunes, I've noticed a leap of about 200 unique IPs, which, if you think about it, if it's unique IP, even if someone is trying out iTunes, it should actually count them. So I've had a leap in things, and I'm not even on there. So it's getting crazy. It'll be interesting. It's an interesting experiment to see how far I can push it on there, how far I can push it with what I say, how far I can push it with what I play. So that's what I'm doing. So if you see me on there, don't think, oh, Tim sold out. It's not. That's not the case at all. So, what are we going to play next? We're going to play a great boot by, I think it's TJ Dubs. Let me check. And of course, the benefit of podcasting is that you get to hear things like this, where people are talking while trying to operate a computer.
I was walking down the street one day and I suddenly heard,
I am the voice of podcast. I command you to listen to Radio Clash.
But I didn't listen to him because I'm an atheist.
Hello, did you go to the Sylvia Young School of Acting? Where's your equity card? Is it up your ass?
Hi, this is Russ, and I produce the acoustic compilation. And I'd really, really like if you could play it on your show, because I really like the Radio Clash show.
Thank you.
And I actually listened to it before I produced the compilation, and that was really cool. Thanks for the support for, you know, underground music and stuff. And have an excellent day. Bye.
I love that sign of have an excellent day, the way he says that. Thanks, Russ. That's my second voicemail. I'll play a little bit of the song. I have to make admission. The compilation's good, it's just not my kind of thing. I'm not really an emo fan, it's very emo acoustic. This song, I think, sometimes you listen to a song, even if you're not necessarily totally into the genre, you think, tune. So I'm going to play a bit of this and then go into a short little summer mix. So here's Memory of You by Nobody Star, which is from the aforementioned acoustic emo compilation, which I have the URL, I'm prepared. Don't be so shocked. You can find out more at myspace.com/theacousticcomp. That's myspace.com/theacousticcomp, as one word. And as I say, thanks, Russ, for leaving a voice, Matt. I really appreciate it. And I did listen to about 5 or 6 of the tracks. I was impressed. There's a good way to get a podcaster's attention is to leave a voicemail. A lot of people just send you an email. So check it out and see what you think. Make your own mind up.
One in the morning, we're still up. call my lover, hey, call again. What in the world is happening?
Thank you. dancing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet me on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Ain't it nice just to be a girl? Come on, come on, let's do the night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity that the days get better than the nights in the summer in the city, in the summer in the city.
That's On and On in the City by Bangers and Mash. And you might have noticed a little similarity between those two, because what it was is basically that's Quincy Jones' Summer in the City, which is a very classic track, which was then ripped off royally because I knew the Nightmares on Wax, Les Nuits. I'm saying that's Arab, I know. And I never knew the original until I actually heard that bootleg and the other bootleg before that, which was Essex Boy, which was of course using the Nightmares on Wax mix, I think, of Les Nuits, which is based on Summer in City with Angie Brown. I think it's Angie Brown. I forgot totally wrong. And that's of course On and On by what's her name? More research, definitely. Do more research. You know that one with the funny. Erykah Badu, that's one, yeah. One with the funny hat. I'm rambling. But the bigger news for me is that I have got not one computer, but two computers. I've been keeping very quiet about the other computer, because I now have Mini Mac, which is my partner's. He's lent it to me, not learning the experience of lending me his iPod. Silly person. It's very sweet. The reason he lent it to me is he thought I was going to be without a machine at all, because it took so long and so painful about getting my new PC that he lent me this one. So I have two machines, and that's my dedicated iPod MP3 iTunes machine, which is great. I'm as they say in the McDonald's, I'm loving it. Must remember to breathe. We're now going to play, I think, a little bit of a Def mix. This is Pot Lead Self with Defcon 1, and you might notice various bits of it, but you'll hear bits of Funky Town as well.
We'll be right back.
That was Party Animal by Fake ID. Of course, that's Def Leppard. Animal! And for that was DEFCON 1. All spelt the same way, DEF, so that was a little bit of a def mix. There we are. And I'm still trying to find out who's playing Bastard. Apparently, Cartel Mike hasn't announced, and it's actually next Thursday. So it's less than a week, and we don't know who's playing Bastard. Because I thought I'd actually do what I used to do, which is announce events and be useful like that, and be a credit to the community rather than a total waste. But failed again. So, what else is there going on? Well, as I mentioned before, there's some. I actually played some good stuff early in the show from this Alchemists of Sound documentary. This was a documentary on BBC Four, which is a digital channel in the UK, which no bleeding bugger can get. It's a really good compilation about the Radiophonic Workshop in London, and it's really surprising. It was set up as a music concrete. Studio, a bit like there's ones in Paris. I think it was as the ICAM, and there's a few as also West Deutsche Rundfunk, and a few other places around the world. But there were big sort of European music concrete places, and people like Pierre Schaeffer, and there was places in the States. People like John Cage were doing work. So I think the BBC decided that they needed a department like that. But it's interesting that all the work sounds very, very electronic later on, and it's actually all done with tape loops. It's only when you got into the late 70s or mid 70s did they switch to Moogs and electronics. I was really surprised. I'll play you a little bit of the description of what happened with the tune for Doctor Who. That's really, really, it's really interesting, actually.
And so we're doing a piece like the Doctor Who theme. It starts off with a dum, so that's a D. So you go to your D tape, you'd cut off a piece of tape to exactly the right length. You then go to your E tape, you take exactly the right length, you'd cut it together, and you'd slowly build up your bass line. There's a plucked string sample, which is what I'm playing on the tape loop, which is literally just a piece of string mounted on a wooden box, plucked once, and that's the original sound. And the other sound on here is a very low sort of organ sound type oscillator going a boom, boom. So that's the swoops. That's just the rhythmic pulsing background. Okay, so I've replicated this digitally. Rather than using lots of different tape machines, we can build this piece up layer by layer. If I start this going with all the tracks muted, if I slowly unmute the tracks one by one, one bass line, add in the plucked bass line, add in some hissing sounds, add in some backing melodies. Here we go. It's just there to reinforce the main tune. Add in the melody. Add in the rhythmic pulsing sound. It's very clever.
Hardly anything of it was done in real time. It was done either at half speed or chopped together in little bits of tape. For example, the swoops at the beginning, that they were done on the old valve oscillators.
One of the unsung heroines of the workshop, and the woman responsible for the unearthly sounds on the Doctor Who theme, was Delia Derbyshire.
Delia was a magic person. She did find some things, the actual getting the ideas out, difficult. But the ideas were all there.
She's much very quiet, and until she lost her temper, when she was absolutely unbelievable. She had done a lot of work with sound, electronics, basic electronic stuff, and music concrete.
40 years on, her pioneering work is still an inspiration to musicians working in the electronic field.
It's more Delia Derbyshire stuff that I've kind of seemed to gravitate towards over the last few years. I had a compilation that a friend of mine made me of of things. I love the thing with the camel. I think it's about a trip through the desert that's got her voice on it or something. It's a desert thing. What's it called?
Blue Veils, Golden Sand.
Yeah, fantastic.
Blue Veils and Golden Sands by Delia Derbyshire. Now, the thing about this documentary was that it really expressed how much that a lot of the unsung heroes had actually created these tunes, people like John Baker and Delia Derbyshire, and how she had added so much to the Ron Grainer tune that really she probably should have co-credit on it. I think not nowadays she does have a mention on there. And certainly, respect to her with that sort of music. It's very modern, and what you heard, one of the people you heard was one of the guys from Portishead. He was a guy talking about this track, Jeff. Oh, I forget his last name, but yeah, the not Adrian Notley, the other one. and there's some quite interesting, you know, interesting comments from all kinds of people who were part of the Radiophonic Workshop. And it's amazing. What I find interesting about it is the fact that they were very experimental. They were using something that was such a low-end technology. It was so low-grade, with tape. But they're being experimental. They were using sort of various things, from coil springs to lampshades to pieces of string, you know, anything you'd find in the home. And they were basically doing an early form of sampling and then actually looping it speeding it up, slowing it down, repeating it, you know, cutting off the attack or the decay, and making sounds which sound so out of the world, when actually they're things which are around you, and as Kirk would say, look around you, because they also had the guys from Look Around You on there, talking about, including Peter Serafinowicz, the guy who was also in Shaun of the Dead, talking about you know, how they were inspired and how they actually found it quite difficult to recreate some music for Look Around You, which was, in fact, those of you in the US, it was a spoof children's television show, a school's television show. You used to get these things, the Radio Funny Workshop did a lot of music for children's TV for schools, for ITV and BBC, ran these schools programme, educational programmes. And they usually had the cheesiest, oddest music and the oddest stuff. They're all usually made in the 1670s and they were being played, well, probably even up to today. And they used to soundtrack them, and sometimes the best bits were the little countdown clock and the little sort of little tunes. That was sometimes the best bit. But then again, we probably just were sort of rebelling from having to ever learn anything. But it was... I think it's probably when I realised I had a sort of love for those kind of tunes, and I know people like Aphex, Square Pusher, quite a few other people. I mean, Aphex definitely a fan because he released an album of hers on his label. So I'm going to play a track by Ochre, who I've mentioned before as being a possible successor to the Aphex Twin Throne. This is called Mobile Foes. It's actually based on that really annoying Nokia tone, which I've been hearing. I've been working at Sky.com, there's always people with phones ringing there, and this tune was playing, and I was thinking so much about this track that I decided I have to play it. I love the fact that he takes a mobile ringtone, something which is kind of invading our environment, and basically takes it and reclaims it and turns it into some kind of like a almost like arcade game theme. I love that. You can download that from his website, which is, hey, I realised I've got ability to look at websites without suddenly get some kind of Kid 606 glitch mix all over my tunes. www.okamusic.com. This is the end of the show. It's been emotional. I've said that before. I missed my Live 8 rant, which you can read on the blog. I think there's too many rants in the show. I wasn't angry enough about the stuff about iTunes, but anyway. But certainly, I think one or two rants per show is probably a good idea. You can read on there, and I hope you like my little banner, which I'll probably get sued off my ass by make. povertyhistory.corporate, whatever they are, because they're always big corporates, really. But certainly, I'm going to be doing Pride this weekend, and I might be podcasting from the Pride Parade, which should be really cool. It's London Pride on the 2nd of July, which is this Saturday, which is only in about just over 24 hours. So I'll be sort of whooping it up with all my homosexualist pals, and certainly it's going to be a good one. I might be meeting it with a pair of friends of mine, but I haven't really made any plans at all. You can never make plans on a Pride weekend. It's always one of these things that you will lose people in the crowd. Things will change in the last minute. You just have to kind of go with the whole entropy of the universe, the whole flow, the whole rhythm of the dance. You know, as the pagans talk about the dance, certainly, and Pride has its own gravitational orbit. It has its own causality. So you just never try and make plans over a Pride weekend. That's something I learned very early on. So it's the end of the show. You can find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. I've got so good at saying that since I said it so often. Leave me feedback. I love feedback. And you can also phone me on the Clash line, which is it's a US number. It's 202-206-5724. That's 202-206-CLASH. I better check that, because I just know I would get it wrong. It's just typical of me to do that. This would be wonderfully read from my blog. Yes, I got it wrong. It is, scrub that, it's 206-202-CLASH, 206-202-5724. Wonderfully read from my blog, and in a radar accent. So, leave me, just like Bradley and Ross, leave me a voicemail. I like voicemails, and certainly if you want something to plug or say or rant about, it's probably the best way of doing it, because I'm not really going to sit here and read an email out, am I? So I have to say I really appreciate Russ sending the tracks, so I will listen to the rest of them, and I'll probably find something really good that I wish I'd played, and I'll play it if I do. So thank you, Russ, for that. That was a good one. It's if you want to send music in, you know, give it a try. I can't promise to play anything, because I only play music that I really feel excited about. I'm going to play out with a track by Scala, which is. I noticed that I've been collecting for a long, long time, ever since I did a bootleg with Smells Like Teen Spirit. I've actually been collecting Nirvana strange covers ever since. And April Winchell has actually got a website on, she's on her website, she's got a multimedia page, which is very good. That's where I first learned about Myron Florent. So, and she's actually now got a Smells Like Teen Spirit covers little area, and this is one of them. She's missing a few of them, and I was wondering how to suggest them, because there are a few. I mean, I've done a few bootlegs, millions of bootlegs, but certainly there are some very strange other covers out there which are very strange. Like the Moog Cookbook version of Smells Like Teen Spirit. I don't know if she's avoiding it because it's commercial. But this is by Scala, and it's there is a Gregorian version, and this is probably like a mix of the Gregorian version and the very good Tori Amos version. Very, very spooky. I'll see you soon.
Bring your presence to
this last couple of bars will be instantly recognisable to anyone who was a child in the 1970s.